United States on top of the turmoil in Egypt. Stay tuned for UnNews. February 2011, Cairo. As the crisis in Egypt enters its third week, at which point any crisis should stop being called a crisis and start being called a soap opera, the United States remains in firm control of events on the ground. After the September 11 attacks, the U.S. intelligence agencies were reinvented as suggested by a bipartisan commission. The enhanced data gathering capabilities allowed CIA Director Leon Panetta to tell Congress on Thursday afternoon, quote, "I think you'll see Mubarak leave office by tonight at the latest," unquote. Imagine his surprise when number one went on Egyptian television and told the masses he intends to cling to power until the elections next September. Mr. Mubarak said that he will transfer unspecified authority to Vice President Omar Suleiman and will appoint a commission to revise the Egyptian constitution so that whatever they wind up doing will be legal. As is customary in such cases of unrest, Mr. Mubarak got the hell out of the capital and had his sons get his capital out of Egypt. U.S. President Barack Obama has spoken frequently on the civil disturbances in Cairo. Quote, "This is your generation, anxious for change and reform. You need to be listened to," unquote. He said, as though someone died and made him king. Presidents of the American Republic incessantly tell foreigners how democracy is supposed to work, but Egyptians seem to have it right. A million people walk off work and spend all day downtown chanting until the government falls. Mr. Obama has expressed no opinion on what might follow the Mubarak era. However, the only other organized force in the country, the Muslim Brotherhood, was referred to on Thursday by the CIA as a diverse secular organization. So they're probably okay. And the last time a million men marched on Washington, D.C., mostly Muslims and brothers, nothing really bad happened. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden clapped his hands in joy at the thought of Egypt setting precedent, both for vague power to be transferred to the vice president and for working backward from government decisions to decide what a constitution should say. Mr. Biden said that there might even be wording that could be put in the U.S. Constitution to make it legal to make Americans buy insurance policies. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously. And tune in this weekend for the UnNews magazine, Last Week in the Mirror. Check your local listings for details.